Happy Easter, everyone. I think it's going to be in the 70s today. Yikes. Awesome. So some of you who were here last night will hear a little bit of what I preached on last night today. But I wanted to start out today by pointing to an event that happened. So you may or may not recall or know that it was on December 21st, this past year 2020, on the darkest day of the year. That's the winter solstice. That's the beginning of winter. It's the shortest day of light, okay, the longest period of darkness in the whole calendar year. That was a time when we were all filled with fear of death. And it was just when the tyrants of death had claimed victory. Just then, a sign shone in the sky. A tiny star. It was named the Christmas Star because it was so close to Christmas. How easy would it be for us to all fall into despair, accepting defeat? I wonder if that's what they felt as Jesus laid in the tomb. It's over. It's over. Death and the tyrants of death have won. But God reminded us that it's always darkest before the dawn. God reminded us that death is not the victor. God reminded us that the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. The star appeared 4 days before Christmas. And now, as we see all of creation bursting forth with life, oh, I miss these flowers all around us. It's going to be in the 70s today. I was saying I saw a robin in front of my yard. I said, hello, Mr. Robin. You know, the sound of the birds. Life bursting forth all around us on this Easter Sunday. Death is not the victor. Death has not won. A light came into the world. Last night, in the darkness, after dawn, after sunset, we went outside. The whole congregation went outside, and we stood around a tiny little fire. And we blessed that fire, and from that fire, we took a little tiny flame, and we lit this Easter candle. And from this flame, we began to light everyone else's candles. The light spread through the church. A light that wasn't meant to stop here, but to spread now throughout the world. My brothers and sisters, God gave us a sign in the midst of one of the most death-filled and tumultuous years, when so many people thought it's over. They're showing statistics that now it's under 50%, when just a few decades ago it was over 70% of those who belong to churches any longer. It's over. There must not be a God because he's not answering our prayers. They must have thought as Jesus laid in the tomb. And so we can be tempted to think ourselves. And there it was on December 21st, the darkest day of the year. God gave us a light, a sign in the sky that said, it's not over. Death is not the victor. Life is coming forth. You are called to be light and life to the world. You are called to bring that light to others. I'm dedicated, and I pray you are too, that from this day forward, it's going to be seven in the 70s today, okay? I mean, we ventured through cold and darkness and trees barren all around us. No life seemingly springing forth from the soil, but now those seeds, those hard husks representing our own hard hearts, have broken open and are reaching out through the soil and into the sky and bearing fruit, reaching their highest potential. You see, that's what this is about. We fight right versus left. It's not. It's high versus low. We're called to live the high life. We're called to bring that light and that love to the world. I brought with me the definition of the word noble. Here it is. Having or showing fine personal qualities or high moral principles and ideals. This is not about right versus left. This is about high versus low. The tyrants of death have been trying for decades to indoctrinate us into believing we're nothing but animals. That's all you are. You're just evolved apes. So go ahead, indulge the flesh. Do whatever you want. Believe whatever you want. Make up any truth that you want. Because you know what? That's what the chimpanzees do. So we should do it too. No. No. The King has risen. The Lord of life. The King of kings, the King of glory. And you, by your baptism, have been made the princes and princesses in his kingdom. You are noble because you're living the high life, striving to live that high life of moral principles and ideals. We're called to change the world. That's what God intended. That's why you were created. You know why you exist? To be a part of this mission of revival. Wherever there's this darkness, we bring the light. I'm dedicated, and I pray you are too. It's not over. Death has not won. You and I, my brothers and sisters, get ready. A revival is coming, and we are going to be a big part of it. Don't quite know what God's going to do with that just yet, but we'll see. But let's join together. Let's be a source of positive. You know, I always tell people, one of your first missions in every moment of every day of your life is to be approachable. Does your face, do your words, does your countenance say to someone who's coming toward you, you are invited in my space. Come on in. What do you need? I'll wash your feet if you need me to. You're noble, but you're not an arrogant nobility. You're a foot washer. You see, this is the movement that God intended to spread across this planet. Death has not won. Death is not the victor. That's what we're celebrating today on this Easter Sunday. With the statues uncovered, with the flowers on the altar, with the birds singing outside. Did you know it's going to be in the 70s today? No, I'm not forgetting that I said it before. I just want to keep repeating it. Because it's representing of how we feel inside, the warmth of the sun. The light of the day. We want to spread that light to those around us. That's our mission. That's our mission. God's going to speak to us in the days going forward. We don't know what grand plan he might have for us, but let's not avoid the small plans that God has for us. Let people in. Smile. These face diapers are coming off, I think. As life is springing forth, our smiles are being shown. and the tyrants of death are no longer in charge, because my brothers and sisters, you and I are rising up. You and I are rising up with our smiles, with our kindness, with our truth over their falsehood, with a spirit of life that overrides, that vanquishes, that conquers the tyrants of death. My brothers and sisters, revival is coming. You are the children of light. You are called to bring that light to the world. Let's bring it. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, amen.